The Far Too Personal Trainer, written by Michael Whipper Whipfley as Ben Holder, narrated by Indy Salvestro, recorded and produced by Sydney Audiobook Production 2023. Warning. This book may cause moments of excitement, heavy emotion, and long weekends in bed. The Far Too Personal Trainer, written by Michael Whipper Whipfley, but written as Ben Holder. The Far Too Personal Trainer makes 50 Shades of Grey feel like a how to fall asleep self-help guide. Author's note. Have you ever danced on a beach at midnight with nothing but the moonlight on you? Neither have I. Being an author offers you that freedom. Let me answer the question you're all wanting to ask. No, there has never been a book like this written before. The style I committed to while crafting this novel is called interpretive writing. No, it's not making it up as you go. It's more a unique skill, where the writer experiences the dramatic emotion of the story, like the reader, as they write it. The abstract artist doesn't plan his final brushstroke, and so be it, the freestyle writer doesn't search for the last dramatic expression of their narrative. Your next question, but is it a true story? Well, that's a very personal question for the author of an erotic novel. Or could it simply be the tale from another foe? Stories can be told, lived, or inspired. And the truth to Ben's story is all three come from just one man. His name? Well, wouldn't you like to know? But if you meet him, be sure to take it slow. Thanks for your time. Written by Michael Whipper Whipfley. Chapter 1. Did you honestly pay money for this book? Yes, I'm talking to you, the one reading it right now. You went to work, probably at a job you don't like, and then decided to spend your hard-earned money buying this? I guess now you'll have to keep reading to find out whether this book belongs in the recycling bin or it's a masterpiece that becomes the best investment you've ever made. It could go either way. Anyway, I'm Ben, and I'm a personal trainer. I'm a good-looking rooster. Yeah, probably a 10 out of 10. 6'3", blonde, bloody fit. Six-pack, probably 8. I put myself on that hotornot.com website once and I've kept a few of the comments. Have a listen to this. Sally B writes, "Whenever you're ready." Zoe69 says, "Hey Barbie, I found Ken. Very good." And Dixie writes, "Can you put your banana in my smoothie?" I should have followed that one up. She looked all right. I hope you don't think I'm over the top here. I just want you to get an idea of what I look like, and then you can work out for yourself whether I'm a good catch or just a fucking idiot. That's the great thing about being a personal trainer. I'm the reason PTs have got a bad rep. I'm the reason blokes don't want their ladies choosing a male PT. I'm a dickbag who loves bagging chicks. Put a tick next to that in the next census. This is where I live. It's a basic two-bedroom apartment that costs a fortune. My work is a pretty basic gym, but it's a good setup. Weights, bikes, treadmills, all the cardio. It doesn't make millions. The work is constant. In this part of town, the people who come to see me are worth a bloody fortune. This is the eastern suburbs, the wealthy side of Sydney. The people who walk through the doors have so much money, they wipe their ass with $100 notes. Houses on the water with private jetties, big boats and butlers on hand to pick their wealthy noses just in case they happen to lose a diamond up there. You should see who rolls into the car park. One of the clients, Felicity, yep, a hot MILF who drives a Lamborghini Gallardo, but on Fridays, because she's heading to the beach for the weekend, she turns up in her husband's Rolls-Royce Phantom. You'll love this. Apparently the tax man tried to take him for everything, so the number plate is IOU0. Here, I'll spell it out for you. IOU0. My job as a personal trainer is to make sure that any girl who walks into the gym leaves feeling better about herself, red-faced and short of breath. It's all exercise. Here's the thing. When a woman decides to come to a personal trainer, 9 times out of 10, it's because she had a blowout. Some women go into shock when they realize summer isn't far away. They stand in front of the mirror and all they can see are those two big saddlebags, and then they panic that they might have to use a slimming filter on the gram. But let's remember, there are always feeders out there who like them big. Each to their own. When a woman comes to me for personal training, there are some things you can guarantee. 1. They'll end up telling me everything that's wrong in their life. 2. They have too much to say about everyone else that has money. 3. When they see results and are feeling good about themselves, they'll think of me, because I'm the one that made it happen. 4. And then they'll hit on me. I was having this discussion
Sample complete. Ready to continue?